Well, if you become a member at the $20 a month membership level, you will get a copy of Don Ness's new book called Hillsider, Snapshots, I believe it's, of a Curious Political Journey. And if you open up the book and you know where to look, on page after page after page, tucked in little tiny spots, you will find Crystal Pelkey hugging people. Crystal Pelkey joins us on the phone this morning. She's our guest for Radio Theater, and she's the producing director for The Underground. Crystal, you have kind of an unofficial hug project going on in this community. Is that right?
I do. It has turned into that, certainly. It started as just a way for me to document moments in time with people that I really care about as I'm out in the community at fun events or concerts or music or theater, or people who visit Duluth, my friends, you know, taking photos and then when we hug after, but now it's become something really fun on Facebook, certainly. Yeah, definitely.
And so there you will find, again, Crystal Pelkey showing up in all kinds of photographs, hugging the mayor, and then hugging the mayor, and then hugging the mayor, and once again, hugging the mayor. And
that
it's just
super,
a ton of
that's
fun.
That's super exciting, because I haven't had a chance to pick up my copy yet, so I have not seen that, so that's really exciting to
know.
Thank you.
Here at 103.3 KUMD, Crystal, we got all the insider information. I'm just telling you.
I know you do. That's why I choose you as my favorite local radio station. You're amazing.
Well, you're only saying that because of what's debuting on our air on Saturday at 10 o'clock. A project by Blake Thomas and Mary Fox, aided and abetted by Tom Isbell, also a longtime fan of KUMD, and we are also a fan of him. Tell us about Take It With You Radio, Crystal.
Take It With You Radio is something that is so unique to our community. Thanks to Mary and Blake and Tom for his participation in bringing something like that to Duluth. It is a variety show similar to something you might hear. We try to avoid the Prairie Home Companion comparison, but that is one that's probably easiest to let people know about the format of the show. We have live music guests. The show itself takes place in a fictional tavern in Duluth, Minnesota. Duluth is a character in the show.
And, so it's kind of like a musical version of Cheers, is what you're saying.
Yeah. You know, early on in marketing efforts, Blake had mentioned it's like Prairie Home Companion meets Cheers meets Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
You know,
because
like
there's
it.
Like there's a fun lesson to be learned in every episode. Special guests, Duluth local entrepreneur and business owners are on every episode. Our wonderful friend who you mentioned, Mayor Don Ness, makes an appearance on every episode. And then the characters themselves are always getting into some kind of shenanigans. They're always getting into some kind of problem that they need help with. And it is so wildly entertaining. It is really unbelievable. All featuring local talent, local actors in our community. Some of the best of the best from Renegade Theater Company and from the Duluth Playhouse and Blake and Mary. It is really phenomenal, and we're really, really excited to have it airing on KUMD.
So how do you think that a live radio show is going to translate to, you know, the radio?
It will be really fun to see what people think. Once a month, we record live at the Underground each episode. The next episode is actually Tuesday, October 20th. And the live audience has so much fun watching the characters, watching the sound effects being made live right in front of them. But each episode has been available also via podcast, so people have had a chance to listen to it after, or those that couldn't make it to the live show listen to the podcast, and they love it equally. Like, they're able to get a sense for the characters. They're able to follow the storyline. There is a very cohesive storyline in terms of episode one that carries through to, I think we're actually at episode 15 already, or 16. Apologies for getting the numbers mixed up on Tuesday. But so there's a very cohesive storyline that people are able to pick up later on and via the radio. So I'm hoping that it's a similar response and similar relationship to the radio via podcast. But of course, if you have a chance, see it recorded live as well. It's fantastic. It's too much fun for Duluth, really.
Well, now that's what I understand, because it's, as I mentioned to Shane Bauer when he was in this morning, I said it's kind of like the Yogi Berra line that it's so crowded no one goes there anymore. You hear from right. more people who say they tried to get tickets and it was sold out and they couldn't get in.
Yeah, we are consistently past capacity. We try to have standing room only on in the underground. We're two levels, which is really nice because we have a mezzanine level that we can have standing room only tickets. But we've had to do that for every episode, certainly this season, because so many people have wanted to see the show live. So it's a very exciting thing, but it's also really great now that for those people that can't make it to the show, we'll be able to listen to it on KOMD. So that's really exciting for us as well, because we always, from the very beginning, we're talking about ways, you know, to get it into the community, and that this is created by the community members in the arts in Duluth, with Duluth as a character. And so it's really exciting that our local radio station is wanting to partner with that and help have more people hear about it. And so it's going to be really great. I think people will really enjoy it.
Now, Crystal, if we want to put a link up on our website to the podcast so that folks can get caught up before they listen on Saturday night, is there a website where you can find the podcasts?
Yes, you'll want to go to takeitwithyou.org, O-R-G. You'll be able to listen to the podcast online and also learn more information about Take It With You and on that website.
Crystal, are there photographs anywhere of you hugging Blake and Mary?
There are. Those do exist. And with the mayor, actually.
Oh, I'm so glad. That's just... That is just the cherry on the top of my morning, Crystal.
Well, I'm so happy to do so happy to make your morning.
You have. Thanks a million for joining us, Crystal. And we're really looking forward to the show on Saturday.
Thank you, Lisa.
Crystal Pelkey is the producing director of The Underground, and she joined us to talk about theater on the radio. Radio Theater, Fridays at 8:30 on Northland Morning, supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.